step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Successful people are simply those with successful habits. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about some of the habits of successful people that we should be developing right now. Enjoy.
Okay, let's kick it off with habit number 1. You watch Netflix with David Goggins.
Do you ever have a day where you just think, I can't be asked to do anything. I'm not going for a run. I'm not stretching. I'm doing nothing.
Every day.
Yeah. So you have the thought, but you don't have the day.
Every day.
Do you ever let yourself have a day where you just watch Netflix?
Never, because
some
guess
good
what?
Shit on Netflix.
I'm haunted. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. There may be some days I get up with poopy pants, and I'm like, you know what, man? F*** this, man. Like, what am I training for?
Yeah.
I have no race in the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit. And I sit around. And I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? And I'm like, fuck that, man.
You have that conversation with yourself every day.
Not every day, it's those bad days.
Yeah.
It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. Now, I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, and you have to work on, and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
Habit number 2, you let fear stop you with Elon Musk.
You are unusually fearless and willing to go in the face of other people telling you something is crazy. And I know a lot of pretty crazy people, you still stand out. Where does that come from, or how do you think about making a decision when everyone tells you this is a crazy idea? Or where do you get the internal strength to do that?
Well, first of all, I'd say I actually think I feel fear quite strongly. So it's not as though I just have the absence of fear. I feel it quite strongly. But there are just times when something is important enough, you believe in it enough, that you do it in spite of the fear.
So speaking of important things.
Like, people shouldn't think, people shouldn't think, I feel fear about this and therefore I shouldn't do it. It's normal to feel fear. Like, you'd have to, there'd be something mentally wrong if you didn't feel fear.
So you just feel it and let the importance of it drive you to do it anyway.
Yeah. Actually, something that can be helpful is fatalism. To some degree, if you just accept the probabilities, then that diminishes fear. When starting SpaceX, I thought the odds of success were less than 10%, and I just accepted that actually probably I would just lose everything, but that maybe we'd make some progress if we could just move the ball forward. Even if we died, maybe some other company could pick up the baton and move and keep moving it forward, so that we'll still do some good. Same with Tesla. I thought the odds of a car company succeeding were extremely low.
Habit number 3, you're procrastinating with Brendan Burchard.
You're more likely to do something if you have already prepared and stepped it through. You're already more likely to do something if you already prepared and stepped it through. What does that mean? It means if you want to not procrastinate on Monday, Sunday night, I want you to sit down and do this simple little thing. Project plan. I know it's not sexy. Please don't make fun of me right now. It's not sexy. I know it's not sexy. And it will change your life forever. The day before, the days in which it's required that you really get stuff done, I want you to sit down and project plan. I don't mean tomorrow write down your to-do lists. That is one element of project planning. But I want a bigger picture. I want you to be thinking about the big projects that you have coming up. And I want you to have written out these steps that it's going to take, the big steps that will take to accomplish this project and this project and this project, with a timeline for each of them. And then work backwards from that to create tomorrow's to-do lists. But here's what's funny. If your mind can't see completion, if your mind cannot see completion, meaning you don't know the path, you don't have clarity on the path to fulfill or complete something. If your mind can't see the steps, your heart will ask to pause. If your mind can't see the project through to completion, your heart will ask to pause. Even if you're the most passionate, dream-oriented, amazing high performer in the world, but you yank away someone's clarity, you know, no goals, no growth. No clarity, no change. And so if you find yourself procrastinating, it might not even, you might be like, but Brendan, I hate myself, I procrastinate, and I even know the next three things I should do. I go, not enough. Knowing your next three steps is not enough. Your mind needs to see all the steps through to completion. And that's what we call project planning. It's not super fun, but it's saying, okay, this is the big project. Here are the big key activities, the big buckets of activities that would have to happen to get it done. Here's the timelines those big buckets have to happen, okay? Then these big buckets of activities, those have to be broken down into tasks and then into, ultimately, daily to-dos.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.